Scene 4.
We are on the bottom of the pile. Your son is right.
Where did you go wrong, Father? I can't stand this any longer. I need more, Father. I want more. I demand more. I command it.
Oh, yes.
You know very well, Persipu, that we don't have a fridge and Relavog is out foraging for food. We've only been here for 3 days. We will wait for Relavog's return and then we will move on.
Fridge? Ha! Electricity has not been reinvented yet.
Could you be thinking about crispy roast potatoes, Father? Not too big, crisp and golden brown. No, it is a stone. It looks like a potato, but is not.
Golden brown, like a temptress. Golden brown, always a nice sound, never a frown, there's no contest. Swatch golden brown, no feeling down. Supper time, could be your last. Take your time, don't eat too fast. We like you best. Oh, to be blessed, never a frown, spuds golden brown. Golden brown, crisp is the sound. When you bite, you sink and it's sight. Heaven on earth, tonight's the night. What a delight, spuds golden brown.
And chips and parsnips, and cheese and mushy peas.
Oh yes, please.
No, sire, but I may have just the thing to help you forget your hunger.
Yes, I could whip you up something to arouse your... Diem, do not get him all worked up. You are a hot little hussy, but I'm a little fussy as to who whips up arousal in your king. That is usually my department. Men. Why are you all like that? Have you no romance in your blood?
As you wish, my queen. Perhaps Relavog will find some round knobbly things, and you never know, a squirrel, or a hedgehog, or a...
Asurian, sire? Is that not a connotation, an undertone for...
Yes, father. A bloody good blowout. A festive feast. Something we haven't experienced since the twinkling of an eye when you took your...
Aram,
that is quite enough. Thank you kindly. And will you please find somewhere to stick that finger of yours?
Sire, if you are esurient, I have but a few blueberries that I found this morning, and it is said that these pine needles are a good source of vitamin C. I am willing to share them with you, sire.
If that is your desire.
But, sire, I...
I think she gets your drift, Percy Pooh. You will just have to go hungry, then. There is, however, a food that you have not thought about trying. The food of love. Come, I will show you.
You barbaric, boorish baboon! Who do you think you are?
You pompous ass, king with a minuscule K! You think you can do as you please. Look around you. What have you got? Nothing. You are a good-for-nothing layabout.
A slubbity-bloody gullion. A slubbity gullion.
A slovenly, worthless person. No. Pervert! And who do you think I am?
I would like to try your berries and your needles. I'll have 3 berries and 2 needles, if you don't mind, Yitzhak.
I'll have 4 berries, but no needles.
Sire, there is something in the needles.
What? Father, Diem has poisoned the pine needles. I am dying, dying. Oh, father, father, I'm going. Do you think I can have something to eat before I leave this world?
Your idiot son is not dying, but are you sure I wouldn't like it, sire?
Oh, pooh, shut up. Put a smelly sock in it. Of course this, and of course that. Waffle, waffle. The wretched child is gawking at needles on the ground. It is obvious that she is trying to tell us something.
sausage.
Five fat sausages sitting in the pan. One went pop, the other went bang. Four fat sausages sitting in the pan. One went pop, the other went bang. Three fat sausages sitting in the pan. One went pop, the other went bang. Two fat sausages sitting in the pan. One went pop, the other went bang. One fat sausages sitting in the pan. It went pop. It didn't go bang. No fat sausages sitting in the pan.
Yitzhak, shy, her, a shy little sausage.
Five fat sausages sitting in the pan. One went, shut up!
If she's shy, I am Lady Godiva riding my horse naked through the streets of Coventry. Speak, girl. It is the needles, the way they have fallen to the ground. Looks like a pile of silly old past-the-sell-by-date decaying pine needles to me.
Aaron,
what do you know about anything? Let the girl speak, for the love of...
Zog.
Can't you run along and play?
Zog?
Who's he when he's around?
Zog is an acronym, sire. An abbreviation for Zionist Occupied Government, sire. An anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. It is a horrid word. Quite upsetting, really.
Heel, Percy Pooh! All this kerfuffle because I didn't want to say dog.
Oh, dog. Oh, dog. Yes, please.
Dog. Roasted, boiled, fried, sauté, with a hint of garlic.
Ah! There is a message in the needles. Look at the form. There are two needles broken but parallel in every way. Now look at the five needles together. Like they were a sole entity. Five needles together, aligned as one, lying through the two broken ones.
What does it mean, Diam?
I am not certain, but... Let me see. Ah, yes, I see it all now. We are on the verge of a big change, am I right? Yes. How did you know that?
Being the idiot that you are.
Just call me gifted.
We are all going to die. That's the big change. We are doomed. Doomed. Yes, that's it. We are condemned to die. It is quite simple, really, when you think about it, because we don't have anything to eat. There is a barrier that is going to be broken. That is all I can tell you.
Stay here with your one-track mind.
Do you think I'm blind?
Here, where I can keep an eye on you.
Stay here. If we stay here, we are deprived, dead, defunct, no more. I say we should move. If the truth were known, we have seen the last of that creepy, crawling bootlicker Rillevorg. Boots? Oh, it would be lovely to have boots on my feet. Yes, wouldn't it be lovely?
Sire, a horse approaches.
It's...
Hoof-hearted. Not me, was it you? No. No? Well, who was it then?
Perhaps it was him over there. No, I said hoof-hearted. It is the name of Rellevorg's horse. Yes, I am sure. Clamp-clop, 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 clamp-clop. Whoa, steady boy.
I'm back, sire. Oh, yes, very jolly. I could hear you having a bit of a sing-song. Pooh, you really are a turd. I didn't say a word. Oh, yes, sire, you can count on old Relivorg, sire. Here, Yitzhak, my horse needs a good rubbing down, as only you know how. Your most humble, courteous, and most respectful servant. Did I say humble, sire? Then I must have forgotten to say obedient, sire. Yes, I am a pain in the arse. Oh dear, one left boot. This is a sign, I am sure. What did I tell you? We are all going to die. Size 9, sire? It is exactly your size, Pooh. We have to leave here, Relivorg. Where did you find the boot? About 2 hours' walk from here. But I didn't find it. Oh, no, it found me. Oh, yes, it came from above. It hit me on the head. Look! It was so strange. My left foot was hurting so much that I was thinking to myself that it would be nice to have a nice pair of comfortable boots. Special delivery! Only one problem. I don't take a size 9, I take a size 8. Please believe me, sire, I tried my very best. I looked very hard, but couldn't find any food.
What we need is sustenance, some fatty substance.
Fatty substance.
Oh, wouldn't it be lovely?
All we want is a dog to roast. It's a gas with some beans on toast. It's got to be the most. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of spuds sitting on our plate. We don't care if we put on weight. Big tum, fat bum, inflate. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely sitting pretty with so much to spare. We would never share a thing. It's family first, so there. All we want is a saucy dish. Close your eyes, you can make a wish. Big tum, fat bum, fried fish. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely, lovely, lovely?
Right, it's simple. I'll just stand here and ask who or whatever it is up there to throw down something
substantial. Oh, what a surprise. I think it unwise to stay in this place in case. My son is down and broken his crown. My son is done.